Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
This is Brian with Daily Construction Remodeling. Emma, I'm calling to fix the billing. I wasn't able to do it. I am driving, but I tried accessing my dashboard to do it, and I wasn't able to. So.
Oh. Let me go ahead and help you with that. So what's your phone number so I can pull up the account?
541-981-9978.
Thank you. And this is for, you said Daily Construction, right?
Correct.
Okay, right. I have the account pulled up. Let me see. So, yes, we tried to collect a $100 payment, but there was no funds on your existing card. So, yes,
I don't know what card. I don't know what card you used.
It's the 8130.
Okay, again, I don't know what that is without looking, but okay. So hang on one second. We're going to update that. Give me just 1 minute.
Sure. Take your time, sir.
Okay, let's run this card. Are you ready?
Ready when you are.
4009-6700-1171-2554.
Thank you.
Expiration date?
Yes, please.
0928.
928, security code?
538.
Same name and address and card?
Brian J. Frazier, 750 East Street, number 4, Lebanon, Oregon.
Okay. I'll go ahead and try to process the payment now. And again, this is for $100, okay?
Okay.
And perfect. Right. That one went through, so the account is up to date. Moving forward, starting May 11, the payment will be drafted out from that account, okay?
Yeah, so sometimes I got to switch cards and so on, but my thing is I was considering we're not getting any real leads off of this, just running the basic SEO and footprint on the Internet. It's not really working for us. And I don't want to throw a bunch of money at it either, but I was considering doing a month of the Google whatever. I don't know what you guys are calling it, but I know they wanted to charge like $1,000 for a month, and then they basically, as it's used, they just withdraw more money.
We have two options that we can run for your account, sir, depending on which one you think would work best for you, but both campaigns are actually helpful. First, we have a paper lead campaign. We call that Google Verified. Previously, it's called Google Guaranteed or Local Service Ads, but it's now called Google Verified. So with that, you only have to pay for good leads. Bad calls for bad leads can always be disputed. So same thing, once you're running Google Verified, if the campaign is, or if someone will search for your services, then you will be, or the business will be on the very topmost portion of the search results. But please know that even if we're running this, it's not 100% guaranteed that all the time the business will show up. But if it will, then it will be on the first page on the paid ad section. Second type of campaign that you can run is a pay-per-click campaign. So this time, instead of paying per lead, you will have to pay if someone will actually click on the ad. That's Google Ads. I believe that's what you were told, because you've mentioned $1,000, budget. So the minimum that we require is just $300. But if you do want to beat the competition in the area and have more chances of your business showing up compared to your competitors, that's when you have to spend more. So if your competitors are only showing or has a budget of $300 and the business is scheduled to show three times a day with a $1,000 budget, then your business will show up 10 times, so it's like 70% chances of showing up compared to your competitors. So if that's something you would like to try, then I can help you set up with that. You just have to give me the target areas and the type of keywords you would like to focus for the campaign.
Okay. Well, I like the sounds of that, but again, I've done all this different stuff throughout the years already. The pay for lead and the pay for clicks, half the time I get people looking me up trying to sell me stuff. So that right there means they're charging me so they could try to sell me stuff. That makes no sense.
I would say having those kind of calls, it's really normal once you start running ads. It's a good and a bad kind of advertisement. It's good because you know that the campaign is working. People starting to find you more compared to when you were not running the ads. And it's bad because, again, it's not the kind of people that you want to click or call.
Well, no, it's bad because it's costing us money and we're not making money. We need to make money to be able to pay for these services.
Yes, I understand. What we could do, though, is that we could, review, again, your keywords and the target areas you would like to focus on the campaign, making sure that it stays within the right kind of people you would like to be found at.
I have a feeling this is going to go just the same as it always has. You spend more time arguing about leads not being good than I do actually working. The pay-per-clicks, I don't like the idea of any of it. Pay for leads, don't like the, it's all mumbo jumbo. It should be paid for qualified leads, meaning that we only pay if they're actually a serious customer, not calling, trying to sell us stuff or just feeling the waters, wasting our time. I mean, there's so much of that goes on. And when you pay for services, all it does is keep pulling money from us without bringing in money. I mean, it's not a good service. The way it's worded, to be honest. I want to try one of them. I want to set a budget. I only want to do it for a month. If I sign two jobs within that month, that makes it justified. Great. If I don't, we're shutting it off.
Well, if that's your time frame, I would personally suggest setting up Google Ads, because after paying, normally Google Ads set up in the next 3 to 5 days. For Google Verified, if you haven't tried it yet, you will have to undergo a background check, and that could take about 2 to 3 weeks. So if you'd want to get faster results with a lesser setup time, then Google Ads would be your option, and that's the pay-per-click campaign.
All right. So I'm meeting a guy going on a job look right now. Why don't you call me back in 2 hours? I can't have this conversation right now. And I need to do some thinking before we go throwing money away.
We will be closed in about 90 minutes, so I won't be able to call you now.
All right. Well, call me tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I don't know. Sometime tomorrow. How about around 11? Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and do that, sir. I'll call you back tomorrow, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You stay safe. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, sir.